Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is The Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. So much has happened since we last heard from Satellite Birdhouse. That was way back in October. One more submission, one more afternoon. This is a heartfelt tribute to cherished memories and the longing for just a little bit more time with those we hold dear. Tony had a weekly ritual of calling his Oma in the Netherlands each week, and at the end of each call, he would sing her a little song. And after writing One More Afternoon, he realized his little Easter egg. The acronym for the song's title spells Oma, O-M-A. Add to that one more accolade, Satellite Birdhouse has been selected as finalists for the Newcomer of the Year category at the 6th Annual Capital Music Awards. Well done.
Half a Tuesday gently used, I'm selling it real cheap. It started fine, but now I'm done. It's not the day for me. If we could trade, I would prefer a day that I can have with her. Or even just 1 minute would be sweet. Give me apple pie one more afternoon.
He was a talented boy. Perfect life.
Imposter is the first single from the upcoming third album, Some Kind of Proof, by Arrestor, the mid-tempo Americana-tinged track Imposter, ruminates on themes of inequality, white privilege, and imposter syndrome. Canadian-Australian indie rock band Arrestor formed in Melbourne, Australia in 2013 as an outlet for songwriter Simon Connolly's work. Simon moved to Toronto in 2016 and was joined by Nick McKinley, Lisa Lawrence, and Aaron Romeo to continue the project. And over the intervening years, the band has released two albums and two EPs and played shows around both Canada and Australia. Their latest album, Some Kind of Proof, will be released on March 21st. Charlottetown PEI skate punk band Teeth Out released their debut EP, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, on January 3rd. Formed in Charlottetown in 2024, Teeth Out draws inspiration from the 90s punk scene to deliver energetic riffs and catchy melodies. Though a relatively new addition to the music world, the band has already turned heads with dynamic performances and lyrics that resonate with punk fans and beyond. The EP's lead single, Streetlights, has already garnered positive feedback from both punk fans and listeners outside the genre, hinting at the band's potential for wide appeal.
On our sleeves, from what we had and what we did, from way back when. I'll still wait, wait for us. I'll still wait, wait for us. I'll chase to that. What you thought, what we had, for what
you have a wonderful time. Come back soon.
Sludgy punk rock outfit, I've never even heard that phrase, Da Bomb Project from Montreal is releasing a new record on February 7th called Closer, Warmer. It's their sixth full-length record. The suggested singles are, and in no particular order, Heck Yes, Blame It on the Lame, Having a Laugh, and Chairman of the Board, B-O-R-E-D. But in true New Music This Week fashion, we went in another direction. It was recorded, mixed, and mastered at Apartment 2 Recording in Ottawa. High Life is the track. All songs were done live off the floor over 2 days in November of 2023. So here's to the High Life. Alternative rock band River Honey has released their debut album Ultra Violet, a compelling blend of 90s grunge energy and raw rock influences. The album explores themes of resilience and change through 8 powerful tracks, including standouts like Tarantula, Dancing Through Fire, and of course the title track, Ultra Violet. River Honey's sound is a reflection of the warm character and grit of their industrial hometown, Windsor, Ontario, growing up along the banks of the Detroit River, deeply connected to the local automotive manufacturing plant. The band descends from generations of tireless factory and trade workers. disturbed by the thought of the world exploding, worried by the current political climate? Well, Toronto Rockers Propter Hawk have your musical answer. Enter Time Won't Wait, the band's latest single, set for release January 31st. Drawing lyrical inspiration from the chaos of today's political world and the instrumentation of the glory days of juiced-up folk rock, Time Won't Wait evokes a modern desperation for escape. Propter Hawk has been on a roll this year, a feature in the country's biggest newspaper, a busy festival scene, and now a return to the studio. In the meantime, Propter Hawk's single release party is set to hit the stage at the Rivoli on January 31st. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more, and if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio, 5830 Front Road, Stella, Ontario, K0H2S0, or email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca. Thanks for tuning in.